If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkle.
And I'm Brian Schipper.
Are you sure of that today?
Yes, I is.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you'd like to have a conversation with us about your experiences on the road, from the road, while you're driving on the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the Hammer Lane Legends webpage at HammerLaneLegends.com. Hit the contact section and get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. While you're there on the webpage, if you go in that way, take a look at the gear section. Take a look at the... take a look and see if there's anything you want to take, you know, the news or whatever. You know, there's all kinds of stuff there. Hopefully Jack is keeping up on it. We're trying to get him to keep up on it. And, you know, take a look at things. Kind of scope around, see what's there. Schipper, tell him about the voicemail line.
Voicemail line.
Where's my paper?
Short story. if you've seen anything crazy, something idiotic, insane, nuts happen to you on the road or somebody you know and they're too afraid to talk and then you got to be their voice box, 515-585-MERK, 515-585-6375. Leave a short message. 5-10 minutes at the most.
No more than that.
If you have the gift of gab and you're going longer, you should get a hold of the show and we'll gladly do an interview with you.
You got that right. Gladly is
correct.
All right,
stop right now.
Okay.
Now, we were get me to the website that we can see the buy me the coffee. And
now you want to do that.
Well, we just said last week we were going to do it at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Obviously, you don't have anything prepped here.
Because I didn't think about it.
I'm telling you.
We can add it.
You get on your phone, and I'll do the keep us fueled thing.
All right, keep me fueled.
Yeah, buymeacoffee.com/Hammer Lane. That's a virtual tip jar if you like what the heck we're doing and you care to leave a tip. Hey, go for it.
Have you read some of the reviews lately?
I was trying to get there, but the music came on. But, if not, hey, thanks for looking. While you're on the website, check out the gear section. I guess we're on social media platforms. It's hard to say because all them things are starting to charge money now to be on there. So it is what it is. We should be there. If not, send an email to Jack. I'm sure he'll get right on that.
He will. I'm assuming he will. So
you know what they say about assuming, especially with your boys. Say.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Unless it's big, furry, and brown running through the woods.
All right. Hey!
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin Hurdle.
There you are.
That's awesome.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, yeah.
That's really nice, dude. That's really, I really appreciate that.
Yeah. See that? No, glad you looked.
I can't be there.
Yeah.
Glad you looked.
I got my coffee. I figured you guys got your tasty drink there next to you. So cheers, fellas.
Yes, sir. I drank my pot of coffee when I got home this morning.
Yeah.
Which explains a lot.
He was in detox last night, but he didn't have anything. He went out to Washington. I got to stop.
Oh, my word. I got up. Yeah. I got up at freaking 6 o'clock, and I got a message that I had the first Washington load at 8.
Any voicemails?
I can't check them on my phone. I have to go in that way. Yeah, okay. So we'll take a look at that
at the end.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. Back to Justin.
So anyway, I get this. I'm an hour away from the terminal, so I have to leave. If I have an 8 o'clock departure, I got to leave by 6:30 to be there for 7:30 to have my half an hour before I go. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I did not have time to make a pot of coffee, pack a lunch, nothing. I was like, I'm scrambling.
Toyota was going screaming down 78.
Thankfully, I got through the construction zone before they set up the construction zone.
That's good.
Oh, my word. It was freaking ridiculous.
So you met Chuck last night then, huh? Chuck Harmon?
No. I did the...
You did the real.
I went into the terminal.
Really? Yeah.
I didn't do a real. I had a Washington load him right into the terminal, which was unfortunate. Mike, gotcha. One of our other, Mike Gallagher does the relay.
That's right.
Yeah. That is a nice run though. You know, if you can do it's nice to be far enough up that you get the same run every night. So you know what time you're starting, so you don't get that surprise.
That would be nice.
Yeah. So, you know,
that's why I said, you know, we should bid on start times.
That would not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to do that. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm just by him saying, yeah, he's not for that.
This is Shipper's wish list.
Yes.
It's coming up on Christmas, so it's his wish list is coming out, you know.
Well, I'm not worried about it. I'm happy going back and forth to Harrisburg.
There you go.
I can tell you anything about Harrisburg. Can't tell you much about our place.
It's under construction. That's
a work in progress. Anyway. It's like a Picasso.
Yeah, it's a Picasso, all right. It's going to be. Anyway, back to Justin.
Yes.
How's
the booming town of Cincinnati treating you?
Exactly. Let's introduce him. This is Justin. Justin works with us at Pitt, Ohio. He's an awesome guy, Cincinnati driver, apparently, as you heard this podcast began. So he's not a Columbus driver.
Yes.
And no. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Justin.
I'm a driver in Cincinnati. You know, I've been there 19 years.
Wow.
Started out there without my CDL, worked my way up, and here I am, line haul driver.
That's freaking awesome. So you were on the dock then, I take it?
I was, yeah. I got job there for my friend, you know, working part-time outbound.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So I
did that for about 9 months and then went to Sprinter van, straight truck, city driver A, and then line haul.
Wow. That's nice.
Went through the whole gamut.
Yeah,
of the place.
I was gonna say, went through all of it. Yeah,
whole gamut. Inbound dock, outbound dock. Yep,
that's fantastic. Next stop, terminal manager.
Right.
Yeah, you know, when I was young and ambitious, I did say that once upon a time. But once I saw how the sausage was made,
after 20 years, you got smart.
ain't nobody blaming me for this mess.
I'm with you there.
That is so terrible. I mean, it's actually a good company to be with. I mean, we just jest about it, but it's, you know, they are, you know.
Yeah, trust me. I was in the office, and compared to the office that I was in compared to this office, I'd probably last 3.5 hours before HR was telling me to leave. Because I don't get along well with others.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, exactly. You're a people person.
That's it.
You don't
want to do this? Get the hell out. Yeah.
So they shuttered the doors is what they did.
Right, yeah. They bowled them. put the hurricane shutters on and everything.
We couldn't get ship out, so we just closed up.
No, they got me out. I got out before the Titanic went into the water.
Did you? Did you really? Yeah, oh, that's good.
Before it sank.
Before it sank, yeah. At least before the iceberg, anyway.
Right. I got off the stop before.
Back but to anyway. Justin. Back yes. to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yes. We're just happy we got somebody.
I know. It's
because it's been dead. You know, nobody, you know, apparently their fingers got sausage in them. They can't type anything.
We've actually got a couple of emails, which I'm thankful for.
Right. And it's Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really good. I really appreciated you talking with me the other day, Justin, about it. And it was just really kind of cool. And I said to Shipper, I'd like to get drivers from other terminals, not just, you know, I mean, I'd like to get drivers from all over the country, from, you know, all kinds of companies, but
you think at least our company would kick in, you know, somebody, yeah, I mean, you know, the, grow up and call.
Like, you know, well, yeah. I don't know, what do we got, like 2,000 drivers or whatever it is, right. 1,900 drivers.
And we talked to 8 of them.
And they're all Allentown.
Well, yeah.
Except
well,
for Justin. Yeah. Oh, well, and there's a couple of Cherry, there's one Cherry Hill guy.
Yeah, two. Well, two, one two, we talked to,
and one
three
planning.
We're trying to get a hold of. Yeah, you know.
It seems to be, you know, we get one and try to get three more. Yeah, you know? It seems to be the story.
Well, I got one more. He would like to come on. Me and him were talking about that last night.
Oh. Sign him up. What's driver. His number? We'll call him now. He can be the next show.
That's awesome. Yeah, you have my number. You can just give it to him, and that's fine. Yeah. And he can get a hold of me that way. That works totally fine. That's cool. I appreciate it. You know,
is he what from Columbus or Cleveland? Yeah.
What the hell is? What the,
well, that's their no, fault. They made every terminal C.
They're all the C word.
Yeah.
Columbus, Cincinnati. Yeah. Yeah, we better clarify that.
Not the Tuesday one. Yeah, slid that in.
I did.
I'm sorry. Where did you say he was?
Okay.
Go ahead. You can do this. I'll yeah. just sit here.
this is the most interactive you've been in the past.
We got
a guest.
We got a live one on the phone. Go speak.
No, it is. So anyway, this is where you've been driving at for your career so far.
The whole career,
and,
yeah.
And hopefully it stays that way. Yeah, exactly. And hopefully it stays that way for you. I mean, like I said, I think, you know, it's a good company to be with. You know, they're growing, and
plus you got time on your side. You know, us old timers, I'm, you know, any possible off ramp, I'm ready to check out and take it.
Ready to escape.
That's it. You know, if Pitt, Ohio wants to do a podcast, I'm up for it. Hey, call me.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. That's a great idea, that Old Dominion. I think you need to send that out.
I do. Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody get me a letter.
Yep. Anyway, back to Justin.
I like the catchy thing, though. Yeah, okay, sorry. Anyway, you know, it's his cargo shorts.
He's still musing. Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's still musing this, Justin. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
That's good. Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Be on my phone?
No. I want you to interact. Enough. You're doing a good job. Right. You're interacting. Okay. That's fantastic.
All right.
That is. It's what it's all about. Okay. It's all about the interaction.
Right.
So anyway.
So what do you guys got out there? You guys running Max, or are you blessed with the Freightliners?
No, we got Max. We got quite a few Freightliner rentals right now, but they don't let any of us line haul guys touch those.
Right.
Got a couple Peterbilts. Okay. Yeah, mostly Max.
All right, because we got a new Freightliner. And you have to watch a video before you drive it.
Yeah, it's a special truck.
Yeah, I heard you guys reference that. I was curious, like, what's so different about this Freightliner?
I don't know. We're not privy to the video.
You only get to watch the video if you're going to drive the truck. And then once apparently. You watch the video, you have to drive the truck. That's it. Yeah, it's weird.
I might have to do a podcast just on the Freightliner.
Right. a video podcast. Yeah. You know, we'll have to do a video. Yeah, because I honestly don't have an idea. I have no clue what is different about it. Yeah, I imagine it's an automatic, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I'll be going back on that.
Right. It's like, as far as, yeah, exactly. I don't, you know, so I don't know what the magic, what the magical thing is that's going on with that thing, but whatever it is, you know.
Just another curtain we got to look behind.
Yeah. Or ignore.
Or under.
or just not worry about it. But right. Yeah. So anyway, how are things in Cincinnati, you know, as far as the, you know, are you guys busy at this point? Like, it's Allentown is so busy all the time.
You can't use us as the.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking.
The
I don't know how it is for everybody.
Right.
That's the point. Because I don't know what it's like in Cincinnati or Columbus or the other C terminals.
Well, that new Lowe's account has really. It's not like we were slow before. We weren't slow, but this new Lowe's account that came on recently has really gave us. a lot, especially a lot more Cleveland loads now.
Yeah, that's right. I did hear that, that the Lowe's was mainly going west. Okay. I did hear that. And then my thing was, well, we don't have to worry about that.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to grow into something like you guys have a U line.
Yeah.
But it's only been, I think, a week or two.
Oh, really?
So it's still trying to ramp up a little bit. But yeah, it's been busy.
Good. That's good to, you know, I mean, it kind of, you know, makes you feel good when you know the company's busy, you know.
Right. We just brought on three or four new line haul drivers.
Wow.
This past month. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's something in the works there.
Yeah. It's good. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd rather, you know, well, you know, I don't want
to. I mean, especially in, in these times of, you know, prosperity, as we say.
Right.
How you doing? Did I say anything? I did not say a word. Okay?
Political pundit shipper.
I didn't mention any names.
If anybody
anything
has
with a D or an R, nothing.
If anybody has any concerns, questions, comments, send them to me. Yes.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, you know, how have you enjoyed since you're driving? And you know, because you walked through all the different steps getting to where you are as a line haul driver now here at Pitt, how did you find the transition going from the dock to straight truck and all that stuff?
You go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. That was kind of the question. I was trying to qualify it a little bit more for you, but go right ahead. If you know.
Well, I mean, when I went from first thing I did was Sprinter van. Mm-hmm. It was, that was kind of the goal once I found out that's what I could do when I came on full time. They were going to have me work a little bit in the morning and then drive the Sprinter van and then a little bit when I got back. It was nice. So I pretty much went to driving. It was a Sprinter van right away. Uh-huh. And then, it took me a little bit. I passed over tractor trailer once, because I was concerned with, hours, you know, start time would drop and all sorts of stuff like that. But then once I kind of, I don't know, smacked myself in the head, I was like, come on, dummy. This is the ultimate goal. Just go ahead and make the step, you know, go and deal with it when you get to it.
But let me ask you this. I mean, you started out with the Sprinter van. So were you basically running? I don't know. I don't know what these Sprinter guys do, but were you basically running the same area every day?
No, it was a little bit of everywhere. They were kind of filling the gaps with the Sprinter van. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So he was all over. He's like,
he was like
Hershey
work here.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and then he graduated. Did you go straight truck then? Did you do the whole progression or did you go from Sprinter van right to trailer?
No, I went to straight truck and I did that for, I don't know, 5-6 years, something like that.
All right. But what I'm getting at is, with the Sprinter van, at least you had the experience of the roads, you know, you're
just driving around,
in general on the roads in the same general area. Yeah. Stuff. Learning Rand McNally.
Right.
Yes.
And then, you know,
Engel's guide.
Yes, and then, like I said, you know, then he graduated in the trailer.
Straight truck.
After the straight truck graduated in the trailer.
Right.
He already knew. You know,
had an idea,
which roads he can and can't go down, because if you're looking for a straight truck, what roads you can go down, it's another 2 feet and it's trailer.
You can't go down.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. You know, it's not like he just banged into it, you know, day one, where the hell am I going?
Right.
You know, so, well, that was kind of a blessing. Yeah, I mean,
it definitely was. Yeah.
That I think is the preferred way to go. I would say it gives you on the job experience without having a stick shift right away.
Right. Yep. Well, now you don't have to worry about that part anyway. So
yeah, you can be a one arm bandit now and get in.
Yeah. Exactly. So how did you like doing what here at Pitt we would call city work? How did you like the P&D type of thing?
I mean, there was parts of it I liked. Mm-hmm.
Day shift.
But, you know.
Day shift.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the best part of it. You know, that was it for me. But anyway, go ahead. I apologize. Yeah,
but the downfall was people.
No. Right. That's what I mean. Best part of this day shift.
Dealing with customers.
Right.
Cut times.
Yes.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
no, but I mean, it was fine, you know, but you know, you deal with all the stuff that comes with city work and
yeah. And it ain't fun.
And that's why we're Linehall.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because
we have found that we are special people, persons. Mm-hmm. You know,
we
get along with, you know, I get along well with one person and and it's me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it sounds so terrible to say those things, but it's just, you know, I think it's probably true about most of us.
Well, I mean, you know, like you said, you dealing with the customers, yeah. You know. Some of them are okay, but some of them are like, well, what do you have? I don't know.
It's
you,
your stuff.
You ordered it, you know?
But it's, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We don't need that. Not my call.
You know? I didn't ship it.
I didn't ship it. You know, I get paid to bring it. If you don't want it, sign here and I'd send it back.
So it shipped.
Yeah, you know, after a while, you know, between that and, you know, if you have these goofy warehouses, you need to break it down and put it on their wood and stack it their way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't have it. I'm not working for you. I'm just supposed to deliver the freight, not actually put it on the shelf.
I'm going to roll it off. Yeah. It's yours.
Inside delivery, what?
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, back when we, well, I'm sure you guys did it back then, too. You know, we were hauling computer paper around.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Inside delivery, third floor in the back closet. You want what? I got a trailer out front, lady. You ordered 10,000 pounds of this. I'm not putting that there. Sorry.
There was one time where I was delivering chemicals, Dodge chemicals, to a funeral home back when I was in a straight truck.
Nice.
And I brought it in, and the guy goes, he's like, you could set it here, but it really goes in this other room. If you don't mind, just don't look at the table. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's fine. You know, I thought I'd be fine. But then once he opened that door and the body's there on the table, I'm like, wasn't expecting that, even though I was.
Right.
Just, you know, can't get ready for it. But
yeah, no preparation. You know, it's like, I'm opening the door.
These are the chemicals for him.
I'm going to leave it right here for you, sir. It's weird. That's I never had the opportunity. I mean, I did city work for 2 years here at Pitt, and that was enough for me. It's not just dealing with the customers. I mean, this is me musing about why I don't want to do city work. I daytime traffic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at nighttime, the worst we have is pretty much, you know, morning rush if you're getting back that late in the morning. But
morning,
for the most part,
morning, the evening rush, the morning rush, and the occasional idiot that wrecks and we're backed up for 15 miles.
Right. And then we're all rushing after we get cleaned up.
Right.
But now, you know, those are the things that, like, my own personal pet peeves. And then, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's got their thing. But I just, you know, I don't know how these city guys get anything done during the day. You know, when I was out with my hip and I would, like, drive to the doctor's office, and you're just, like, driving in traffic, and it wasn't that far. But I'm like, how do people get anything done? Where are all these people going at 10 o'clock in the morning? They should be at work.
And just think, they do online banking now, so it's not like you have to run to the bank.
They're going to the bank. Yeah. You know, so I don't know how any, you know.
Yeah. All I can say, God bless them. It's a young man's sport, and I'm way too old for that.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So as you transitioned through the different steps, and you did the straight truck and the trailer city, when you came to the line haul,
when you came over to the dark side.
Yeah, exactly. How was that transition? Like, you know, the changing of your awake time, your sleep time.
Your life,
your family, you know, your family life, you know, I mean, it always makes me chuckle in the trucking industry when anybody says work-life balance, because there is none.
No,
there's no balance.
No, that is correct.
Yeah. So how was that transition for you?
I mean, you dealt with it. It was tough, you know, but, it was more of an adjustment here, I'd say, than at work. You know, at work, it was great. I loved it. But you know, just trying to make sure you get your sleep. And the family's on board with it too, which they were great. You know, it took a couple of bumps, you know, to get through it. But yeah, they were great.
Good.
Adapted and yeah.
Yeah. I think of the things that the challenges that came up with it as when I made my transition, it was, you know, it was the family part. It's just, you're not going to be there for certain things. You're not going to, you know, But I just stay awake on a Saturday, you know, because it's like when I used to lay down, I just couldn't sleep then Saturday night. And, so, you know, it's just how I work it for myself, and that's no reflection on anybody else.
Right.
It's just, that's how it is.
Well, when I was young, excuse me, when I was a younger lad, 36 hours straight wasn't an issue.
Right.
Now, if I'm past 14, I need a nap. You know, if I'm past 8, I'd like a nap, but, you know, it all depends on Lionel.
You want me to work 16 hours tonight? Are you crazy? I need a nap. I need sleep.
I need sleepy time with Elmo.
It is crazy. It goes with the job, you know, it's part of the territory and you kind of accept it. And hopefully, you know, it sounds like your family was on board with you, you know, especially as you were transitioning from, dock worker to, you know, driver and everything.
Right.
And that's the best case scenario there.
Now, I don't know if you have kids, you know, or anything like that, but like what happened with me was I stayed city and then, you know, was fortunate to get a daytime line haul gig.
Yeah, well, it's when you were working at PJAX.
Right, when I was working at PJAX. But, you know, you got to be known, you know, it's known that you're not going to be there for the football practice, the baseball practice. You know, if the games are on Saturday and it was daytime, well, you know, you were there for that. But, you know, that big of adjustment if you have kids and stuff like that, you know, daughters, you know, cheerleading or soccer or whatever they're doing, you know, that it you really got to sit down with your wife and your kids and say, this is the route I'm going. You know, if you're going to do
on board.
If you're going to do the nighttime gig while they're small and, you know, and doing sports and that, but you know, once they're, you know, in high school and out of high school and that, well then, you know, you can go dark side and you're happy, you know, good about it.
Dark side. Right.
Well, that's the only way to put it.
It is true. You know? Yeah. I know.
I mean, with the time change coming on, we might get some light now.
Today.
That's tonight.
It's tonight,
that's
right.
Crap.
You gained an hour. What do you mean, crap? We can do this for an extra hour today.
That means I only get one extra hour of sleep tonight, and then I got to go another 6 months, and then I lose again.
And then you lose an hour. Because your body adjusts to it way too quickly.
You know, like working, like one you said, working, not yeah, deal. Yeah, working at night, it's the only shift you're working all three shifts.
Wouldn't it be nice if you gained an hour this week and then you gained another hour next week and then you gained another hour the week after? So, like 3 hours, so you're actually working on California time.
I was going to say, when you go around the whole time lapse system, you worked an extra week.
Think of the money you're making.
Well, no, somebody in the U.S. will just take that money for taxes.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's called the government.
Right.
No matter who's running it, that's what it's called. So anyway.
No sense working for the tax man.
I agree. Amen, brother. Work as little as you possibly can to make as much as you possibly can, you know?
Screw the government.
There's a balance there. I think that's the work balance, but you know, work pay balance. But anyway, as you've been driving and as you know, like how many years have you been driving? Like from when you started driving to now, like the Sprinter van and all that.
It was, so when I went full time, it was, I mean, there was some breaks in between there where I was waiting on, let's see, from Sprinter van, the straight truck, there was probably a year and a half break where there wasn't really a chance to advance.
Right.
So I was working the dock.
But I still figure, like, you know, you're working through the process. So whatever, however many years it is that whole process took you. And like, I'm just kind of getting a feel for like the amount of time that you've been driving, you know, so
18 years.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, he's been driving 18 years or he's been at Pitt 18,
19 years.
Well, 19, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you miss that at the beginning of the
Yeah, I did.
Conversation. That's what happens when you're on your phone.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, so over the years that you've been driving, those 18 years, you know, how have you noticed a change in the way, you know, people drive, the way trucks treat each other on the road, the way that this whole industry is, has it changed in your eyes, or are things pretty much the same as when you started driving 18 years ago, even in the Sprinter van, you know, when you just look at all of it.
Right. He started driving when there was only one stick. You know, me and you, yeah. You know, there was three.
Yeah. No, I really haven't noticed that big of a difference. I mean, I would say there's probably more angst on the road now, but
yeah,
that's probably always been there. I don't know. Maybe I'm noticing it a little bit more now.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. The old, you know, the longer, as some drivers like to say, the seat time, you know, air bunnies, air quotes, seat time, you know, you do, those are some of the small changes that you notice, but you know, I think you're right. I think a lot of people are anxious, you know, there's a lot of anxiety and, I mean, and everybody's in a hurry. That is one thing that it's like nowadays.
What kills me now, I've noticed this.
Just getting run over by a truck.
Especially, well.
Or a train.
No, I'm not even going there. These motorcycles.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I don't know if they somehow put a extra note in their motorcycle permit application where it's okay to go up the white dot zipper line in two lanes of traffic.
It seems to be.
Yeah, okay. I mean, this past summer, I've noticed that a lot. And I'm thinking to myself, in a split second, that guy's there in your mirror and he's gone. And if you're turning the wheel to the right or to the left, he's sausage.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. He never saw such a thing.
Talk about being there when they're making the sausage.
Yeah. And, you know, just seeing this guy come, it happened last night. The guy came right in between us. I'm like, you know, 8 feet. And he could have been, you know, running over a 22.5 tire, you know, just by changing lanes.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, they tell you about, you know, check your mirror, check your blind spot. But, you know, you see a helmet, then you don't.
Yeah.
You know, right. I just don't get it. And how these guys, you know, just think, well, it's not my fault. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know, we're in traffic. You're supposed to stay in the lane, not go up the zipper. If I could, you know, hit a button on my dashboard, say, go, gadget, shrink, I'd do the same thing. But you can't.
It's your big red Ferrari that you're driving down the
highway. Yeah. I mean, just because it's a wide truck, you know, I get it. The guy doesn't want to sit in traffic. Well, nobody wants to sit in traffic.
Right.
But you're just taking your life in your hands doing that. And, you know, the only one's going to make money out of that is the law firm of you, Cheatham and Howe. You know, when it comes to lawsuit, because, you know, he was on a motorcycle, you were in a truck. Well, hey, I didn't see the guy. You know, and then if the melon head's not wearing a helmet either, you know, it's just, you know, it's two questions answered, opened or closed casket at that point.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I went on a rant. I apologize. Back to Justin.
No, I feel you. Some of the stuff that probably irks all of us.
Yes.
You know, it's this inconsiderate mentality out there. You know, it's about them. And yeah, like it's going to be his life ultimately if he messes with a truck or another vehicle.
But you as a driver, it's going to, you know, it's going to wear on you as far as, you know, this incident happened.
We do not want to hit anybody. You know, right. I don't want to deal with that.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's the last thing.
If the game was to hit people, we'd have bigger bumpers on the front of our trucks.
We've got those
deer bumpers. Well, those are deer bumpers, you know. You need them solid steel ones that weigh about, you know, you have to put an extra axle up front just to hold the weight.
Yeah, I'd be turning the truck into Mad Max.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you very much.
How crazy we can get this thing.
Heck yeah.
How many bonus points can we get tonight? What cones?
I can imagine the reviews on this one. Oh my
Lord. I'm glad to see it's just not me.
I think most drivers feel that way.
You think about it, all of our terminals are in large metro areas. Oaks.
Have you ever been to Cumberland?
Well, I said most. I said all. Most. Okay.
I was still stuck on,
I started with Oaks for the Philadelphia area, us for the Lehigh Valley,
right.
Columbus. I mean, even Cleveland's big, you know, and Cincinnati where he is.
Oh, you remember it.
Yeah. I mean, and you bring up Cumberland. Shut up. I mean, even Roanoke's pretty huge.
Roanoke, the town, or Roanoke, the terminal?
The terminal's as big as the town. Just about. He goes through two zip codes. Nothing against Roanoke, Hardy. Sorry.
Oh, my word.
Oh.
You're ridiculous today.
But, there's for the exception of Cumberland, there is almost, no small area per se. It's mega populated anymore, which breeds the 20 million vehicles.
It does. It's part of the job, and we all understand it. It's not the fun part of the job, but.
Yeah, how many accidents you hear in Nome, Alaska? You know what I mean? St. Paul Island, population 500 in this canning season, Just putting them out there. Anyway.
I don't even know what to say.
I would really like to go up there. When my kid went up there, that was great.
Dude. To Alaska?
Yeah.
It's cold, dude.
It doesn't matter, but there was he had to wait for the guy to decide to open the store up.
Yeah.
Which is great. Okay, I'm done. I'm closing in 15 minutes.
It's done. If you're here, you can get it. Yeah. If you're not, you can't.
Tough shit.
Maybe I'll open tomorrow.
The plane is not going to bring any supplies. It doesn't look like we're opening. that'd be awesome.
That would be different, but I don't want to live any place where it snows that much.
That's all right. They know how to move snow.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And, absolutely. That and the fact of the matter is they just don't move it. They just ride on top of it, dog sled.
Right. Yeah. Well,
imagine that.
No.
Pitt, Ohio Express dog sled team. It's kind of like the Clydesdales, but a little different.
Pitt, Ohio Express in Alaska. There you go.
We'd have nothing on the Dalton Highway.
We're supposed to be headed south.
I know, right?
The terminal's further south.
Amen.
Oh, use people in the south. Quiet. Yes. That's too hot down there.
No, it's not. I'm waiting for the Tennessee one and the Hawaii one.
Yeah.
Those are the terminals I'm waiting for.
Okay, Obama.
It's all right. They opened up a terminal in Hawaii. I just want to know why they have interstate highways in Hawaii.
Well, they only have one. It goes around the whole island.
It's not an interstate. It's
an inner island. you're right. You think would be called the intercoastal system then.
Right. Or, just the highway.
Right.
It's not an interstate. Anyway, back to Justin. Do you have any questions for Justin?
No.
Okay.
I just, commenting as we go. I'm not the questioning guy.
You're not the
I'm just here to throw comments here and there.
So as your time has progressed here at Pitt, are there things that,
where are we going?
Yeah, I was just saying.
Yeah, strap in, hold on.
Well, I'm trying. My caffeinated brain is like going 100 miles an hour, and I'm trying to slow down my
thought process. So your lips can't catch up to it.
Yeah, I can't. Whatever I was going to say is over there in the corner already. It's gotten away from me.
Wow.
As you progress, is there anything that you would like to become in Pitt, Ohio, as you're here? Like, as your time in the company progresses, like, do you see yourself at some point wanting to be a dispatcher or wanting to do, the dock supervisor, either inbound or outbound or any of those things? No, we didn't ask him that stuff yet. I'm just curious. Yeah, I'm just curious.
No.
What do you see yourself as a driver for the rest, for the rest of your time here?
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I had a couple opportunities for, maybe dock supervisor back years and years and years ago. But, mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, I saw how the sausage was made and I just see what these guys deal with. And, I'd rather go after the pay, maybe a little less stress, even though our stress is still there, but it's just a little different.
Every job's got a different, they all have their stress levels, but ours,
we're coming into a very stressful time of year for drivers. We're coming into fall and winter and,
I thought you were going to say election year.
Don't
forget to vote.
Vote early, vote often.
Oh, yes. Fill out those extra ballots.
Oh, my word. Anyway. If you're like me, I have already been sitting and looking at all the YouTube videos of all the different, thoughts of what this winter is going to look like, you know, with this.
I told you what to do with the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, that was just not the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, okay.
I put it in the outhouse. I did what you said.
Yeah, wheel chalk.
You know, I start looking at these because, like, you know, it's a stressful time, you know, when you're walking mm-hmm. through the wintertime and the winter months, which is, how did you adjust when it came to your first winter driving in a tractor trailer? How did you feel like it was like, you know, it came easily, like you just kind of slowed down. You're like, okay, let's just take this. Apparently it worked out because you're still here. So, you know, it's been safe. So that's good.
Well, or use the Brian Merkel method. I just call off every time calling for snow.
I've got 3 sick days.
I got three sick days. I got 4 hips replaced. 5 knees.
Anyway, go ahead, Justin.
No, it was, I had plenty of driving in a straight truck and all that. So I got plenty of experience driving in winter weather. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, the first time I drove a tractor trailer when it was a little slick out, I went to go turn onto on the highway, get on the on ramp, and the truck just kept on wanting to go a little bit. And I'm like, okay, well, that was my first test right there. I got to slow down around these turns with this tractor trailer.
Yeah.
But no, it was, I had plenty of opportunities to drive in the, you know, winter weather in the straight truck. And The Sprinter van was a blast, let me tell you, because when that sucker had nothing in it, there was no point in taking it out there on the road when there was any white stuff flying.
I bet. I can imagine that. That has got to be, it's bad enough, you know, driving in a tractor trailer if it's empty when the white stuff is flying. But, I don't know. That's my own thought on that.
We have this run where we go to Toledo and then over to Cleveland and then back down. And they would send you across 80 just south of the lake.
We'll say it's not so.
With an empty.
Yep.
You know, and so that was always fun in the winter. Taking an empty across there with it, you know, just.
Okay. But, all right. Mental note. Don't move to Ohio because they apparently don't have the same laws as Pennsylvania does. No empties, no doubles, no motorcycles whenever it snows.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Do you guys have those restrictions, highway restrictions when it's snowing, like, you know, no empties or, you know, that type of stuff?
Now, yes, up there on the turnpike on 80, they do. But I guess the couple times we did it, it hadn't gotten to that point yet to where they were shutting it down. Right. I mean, you know, keeping guys like that off.
Right.
So I remember one time when I was driving up there, I got stuck waiting on a FedEx doubles that had flipped over on the turnpike up there because of the weather. Uh-huh. So my guess is that was before they, you know, it reached a certain threshold where they, you know, put the limitations on it.
Yeah. PA has gotten really funny with that. As soon as there's a threat of snow, like three days in advance.
Yeah, the weatherman's calling for it Thursday. The signs are up Wednesday afternoon already.
It's amazing. Yep. That is one of those changes over the years that I've noticed in PA. It's like, oh my, what? You know, it's supposed to snow, like Ship said, you know, it's Monday, it's supposed to snow Thursday, and they've got the sign up that says at midnight.
Yeah, midnight. Always midnight.
On Thursday, you know, Thursday morning, no empties. It's like, you don't even know how bad it's going to, it's not even snowing yet.
Right.
You know, it's like,
right.
And I understand, you know, that, you know, they're trying to be safe and proactive and all that. Yeah. It's just one of those kind of crazy things that when I first started driving, you know, you never saw any of that stuff. I don't remember ever putting that, you know, there was no, basically no restrictions. If you're out on the road and it's snowing, it's on you, you know, this is pretty much how it was. Now it's you know, this weird thing. So, I don't know,
it's a weird spot for valet parking at the truck stop. Call ahead parking.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
They do have that.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So, as an overall question, how much have you enjoyed driving since you? I mean, I know it's a big change. You know, I know when I first started, you know, when I learned how to drive and first started, which, you know, I wish they'd have had the apprenticeship program,
the advancement
in place
right
when I start, because, you know, I could have gotten a job at, you know, an extra 4 years earlier.
You would have pushed a broom there and then started to work your way up.
You know, but anyway, you know, just it was it, it's a big change, you know, when you start driving truck. It's just a big change in your life. Hours, like we said, and the hours that you're working, the amount of hours you're working in a day, you know, the amount of hours that the DOT says you can work compared to the amount of hours that you want to work. You know,
yeah,
it always comes back to that, you know, in my mind. But how have you enjoyed, how much have you enjoyed doing this for a living compared to, you know, whatever, like, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, how whatever
I'm
you were
41.
Doing.
For.
Okay, so, oh, yeah, so you're like.
Oh,
like,
he's fresh out of the gate. Yeah, like, he's got another 25 to go. Like,
you know, so you start when you were 20, basically.
Right.
20, yeah. 21 years old, right?
Yeah,
right. Right around that age, yeah. So, have you, apparently, you know, how have you enjoyed driving? Have you enjoyed driving, I guess, is really the question, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't really deterred my love of driving, because I've always loved driving. Mm-hmm. I was one of those kids, you know, when you were 15 years old, you're counting down the days on the calendar to get your license and, 15, you know, get out there and tear up the road.
Right.
We were driving. It was just a little illegal.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's practice. You know, they, yeah, so you're one of those smart ass kids that are taking their driver's test on their birthday.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have any seat. Oh, yeah. I got plenty of seat time, officer.
I've been driving for years.
Right.
Yes.
I heard, I think it was Merkel. I think you were talking about one of the previous podcasts that, you know, you can't wait when you're done driving. You're done driving. You're not driving anywhere. You're going to be a Walmart greeter.
That is me. Yes, sir.
Here's your smiley sticker. Get your shit and get out.
I mean, when we retire, the whole goal is to get an RV, and I just want to go spend time with my wife on the road. I want to go travel. I want to do more driving.
driving, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but by then, diesel will be $10 a gallon.
Yeah. Hey, it'll be automated RVs by then.
Too, and they'll all be electric anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Plug in your RV. It's a plug-in park.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy an electric truck with a 12,000 kilowatt generator on the back. Charging on the sides of roads when you run out. Tesla just didn't make it. You got to think about that, though. Yeah, sorry. This is what happens. We just go off topic right away. Hold that thought you had. But I'm saying, you know, as far as road service goes, I'm telling you, this is going to happen when this electric thing kicks into gear in 10 years.
Mobile charging.
Yeah. It's going to have to happen.
Of course.
It's going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have people that won't pay attention to, you know, their charge, you know, or they'll push it just like, you know,
I push it
with my personal vehicle, but with gas.
Here's the other thing. The only way these people are going to pay attention is when they have their phone in the charger in the electric car and everything goes dead.
Including
then they're going to say, I need to get to a charging station.
It is going to change life a lot.
Yeah. Mobile charging stations, 1.21 gigawatts.
So have you experienced, you know, everybody does. I mean, when you're out driving and like crazy stuff that you've seen or things that have happened, not necessarily to you, but when they're around you, like, you know, is there anything that has like kind of that stuck out in your head over all these years of driving? That's like, you know, boy, I'm sure glad I wasn't involved in that, but boy, was that crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There was a couple of, I don't know if I'd say they were bad accidents, but a couple of things that happened in front of me to where I'm like, man, that was pretty crazy. Both were in the snow. I don't know how far west you guys have came on 70. I don't know if you've made it all the way to Columbus.
I did years ago. Yes.
Yeah,
we're still laying out.
But on hold that thought again. on his tractor.
It's his hour.
Yeah, I understand that. But on Merkel's tractor. You know, we still have people net yet because everybody else in the company has the Maven.
I've heard the transition's coming next week.
Yep, right. Monday. The transmission's coming Monday. The transition's coming Monday.
We're blowing trannies now.
Nice. You said that, not me. But he, for some reason, his tractor, he would get the traffic in Ohio.
In Ohio, yes.
And Indiana and wherever the construction was going. I forget where it was, but that just brought it up. You know, he's like the Rand McNally of Ohio. In case we were just going to go there, you know, in the course of our night.
We used to get Maryland notification But I just now realized with the switch to Maven, we don't get those anymore.
Right.
It's the craziest thing. The first time I got, you know,
but it was like I-70 at mile marker 163 or something. Yep. So apparently there's some kind of construction project going on there.
There's a tractor trailer accident.
There is a Zanesville.
So anyway, yes.
I apologize.
I've been to Columbus years ago. It's been a long time.
Well, there's this hill, Quaker City Hill. Mm-hmm. We got a relay there at Quaker City. That hill's pretty steep, and I know it's there. We drive it every night, and the roads are bad. Left lane's covered. Right lane's just got some tracks. It's already daylight out, and I'm following this over-the-road guy in a sleeper cab, and he's going from line to line. And the roads are bad, so I'm like, I know this hill's coming up, so I start backing off, you know, give him plenty of space, and we hit that hill, and there's a curve when it really takes off down the hill, and he goes way right, overcorrects, and then just starts to go sideways right in front of me. And so, like I said, I gave myself plenty of distance because I knew that hill was coming. I was watching the way he was driving.
Yeah.
And he goes into the median, and I'm like, just please don't come over in front of me because I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
You know, and he was able to keep it in the median, and he didn't go over into oncoming traffic, which I was worried about too. So I'm watching this all unfold right in front of me, and I'm trying to keep it, you know, from going off the road.
Yeah.
And he came to a stop there in the median. He didn't go across, but man, it was crazy.
Yep. That is a
And you didn't
moment.
Push the button on the camera to get the video of that.
I got to ask you, have you guys seen the Cal video?
I've heard about it, but I didn't actually see that Cal video. No. But I've actually heard the video say the guy in the truck saying, oh, shit.
Now, I think the only reason why we got to see it in Cincinnati is because Rich, that's like his favorite video. So when they came in, he was okay with showing it. They only showed it to us once, but man, that's a funny video there.
I think they ought to compile some of these videos.
One of our drivers hit a cow, you know?
Yeah.
And it bounced off the hood like it was a water balloon. It was just, it was nuts.
Wow.
All right. I know what a deer can do to these Mac front ends. I know what a bear can do. What was there a front end on that truck with a cow?
I think it was a pretty expensive bill.
Wow.
I can imagine. Wow.
But think of all the ground beef you have.
Well, you know, if it's gonna cost me the rest of my night, I'm getting out and cutting some
We'll look at it this way. You know, it's gonna cost Mr. Hamill a truck. He might as well just throw it in the back, and that's what we're having at the picnics.
Just like you do when you get a blown tire. The blown tire goes in the
open the trailer door.
Grab that freaking cow and throw it in the back. Oh my word. I can't imagine that.
No.
You know, I mean,
that's gotta be a sudden stop.
Yeah. It's scary enough when a deer comes out in front of you, and we have the deer bumpers and all that. Now we didn't used to, you know, and, you know, so it's shocking when a deer jumps out, and your first reaction is to want to hit your brakes, you know, you're not supposed to, so you don't, you just whack it. But I cannot imagine seeing a big black and white cow just standing in the middle of the road, and you're like, this is going to hurt.
Yeah, I know. When I first got my vision, the vision, the Anthem.
Yeah.
When I first was able to see. Been driving 28 years, but then I got my vision.
It made driving a whole lot easier.
Yes, it has. Me and Ray didn't have to co-pilot together. Anyway, it was five different deer I hit with my vision. And
were you hit for them?
I mean, my anthem, holy Christ, with the new Anthem truck, I hit five different deer, and that's what I was worried about the most, because we didn't have the bumpers at that time.
Right.
And I was worried about stuff breaking. I mean, I went into Harrisburg, there was deer fur down the gas tank on the steps and through the landing gear.
Right.
And they spit out the side. Then the one I hit sideways where it was running from left to right, I turned left and grazed it. And they kept saying, I can't believe you haven't busted anything yet. And the only thing I lost is that chrome bezel that's on the driving light on the right-hand side.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's in the bumper.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've lost out of that whole thing. No. All the trucks. I mean, my steps are that go up the gas tank are a little twisted a little bit, but, you know.
They're a little hard to get on.
Well, no. You just got to know what foot to use coming down. Because I get in somebody else's truck and use that. My foot doesn't fit right because I'm used to having it turned out, you know. But ever since I got those bumpers, I haven't, no deer, nothing. Because I wanted to test it out, see how it works.
Everybody tells me they work really good, you know.
You know, a couple guys from Rona, oh, yeah, I blasted four of them and nothing happened.
It's like, what are you doing, Amen?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's my own little prayer every night when I get in my truck. Lord, but don't let me hit a deer. But then that's me
blowing the air horn in the middle of 3 a.m, too. You know, get the hell out of the way. But, you never want to see that truck come sideways, and you're reading the billboard as it's going down the snowy road. No.
Yeah, that's some of the crazy.
And the other
stuff.
Two words you hate to hear is chain up.
Yeah.
Well, I've been here for 26 years, and we ain't never chained up.
Yeah, well, welcome to Buffalo. Things might change.
Not this driver. If everybody below me hasn't gone to Buffalo, this guy's not going to Buffalo.
Oh, you and Randy talk the same way. Shut up.
Exactly. I'm not going to Buffalo. I got no...
How many Buffalo relays do you guys got?
Two.
Yeah, apparently we got two of them.
Yeah, not every night. It's not two every night, but they have two guys that...
Give it time.
Exactly.
Yes. Give it time.
But, so far, they asked if anybody, who wanted them, and nope. Not this guy.
Kind of like the Freightliner went right through everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to know what's on this Freightliner. Yeah.
I know, really.
What makes it so special?
Yeah. I agree with you. That is something that's like, it's intriguing. Not that you really want to know, not that you want to drive it, but you just like to know.
We should do a live podcast in the parking lot of the Freightliner.
Have Ed show us. Ed can explain the whole thing to us. We can go over the whole kit and caboodle of this thing and what makes it so special that you have to watch a video. Right.
Is there in Allentown?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have one. We just got one in Allentown. Yeah, now think about this, okay? Mm-hmm. With new drivers.
Yeah. The guys that can't drive stick.
They can't drive. They get the classification that they can't drive a stick shift. Okay, they have to have automatic. Well, they can't drive the Freightliner because they watch the video. They're shit out of luck.
Yeah.
Just go home. We'll call you tomorrow. But I mean, I'm granted when they get more of them in, there'll be more of them.
Do you think they're going to do more?
This is just the beginning of it.
Yeah, this is just the beginning. Because, Mac, they can't decide to build the truck. So.
Right. They still on strike?
In the Lehigh Valley, I think they are.
Nice.
Yeah. Mac McCungie.
Yeah. I had no idea.
That's right. That's where they build them. That's right.
Yeah, I thought they went back.
As far as I know, they did not.
I did not know.
But yet the engine plant down in Maryland.
Yeah, they're still working.
They're all working.
Yeah, so they're stocking up engines.
Right. They're building engines. They're building all the parts for the engines. But
not the whole truck.
Trailer loads of engines, trailer loads of trainees and rears. No truck.
it is a do-it-yourself kit.
Right.
You order your Mac, it gets delivered to your house, and then you get to put it together.
Yeah. It's like the Jeeps, out of Toledo, out of Willie's, out of Toledo, Ohio. We'll box it up and ship it right to your house.
Yeah.
And all the directions you need to put it together. Yes.
All the glue.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you said there's a couple of stories that you had. What the other one that sticks out in your head is?
Oh, he had stories. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
why are you telling me to do this?
He was telling us a little story about the guy this driving in this. You missed it?
Yeah, well, you heard that one
because you're talking about you finally getting your vision.
Yeah,
you finally had sight.
I finally had sight. Great prescription plan.
Been driving all these years, you get a job at Pitt, they got a prescription plan, and now you can see all the things I've been missing all these years driving truck. Back to Justin.
He's not going to call this other guy. I know it.
He's
going to go,
no. These guys are idiots.
Oh, come on.
So what... For as you're driving, what are other things that stick out in your mind? Like different things that you'd seen, like we were just talking about with the guy, kind of whacking the, getting into the median in the snow and all that.
Yeah. Now there's this bridge going down 71. It's probably about a half an hour north of the terminal. It's a pretty crazy bridge. From what I read, it is the highest bridge over top of a river in Ohio, which I find hard to believe, but it's 239 feet.
Wow.
And it's separated. So the northbound and southbound are separated. And there's a hill on either side. So you're going down a hill, going across the bridge, and then going up a hill, no matter which way you're going.
Okay.
And
uphill both ways.
The weather was. Yeah, now.
I was just saying it's uphill both ways going to school every day.
Yeah, right. But the weather was bad, you know, icy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going northbound. I just left the terminal, and I see on the southbound side two tractor trailers doing 360s on that bridge.
Wow.
And it's not exactly a wide bridge, you know, so there's barely any room to do something like that. And I'm thinking, like, these guys go over, man. There's no coming back. That's 239 feet, you know. And, you know, there's a car off in the wall in front of me to my right. Car behind me not paying attention to me going slow, shoots off to the left into the wall. And then over on the southbound side, you got these tractor trailers doing 360s on the highway on that bridge. Like, this is bonkers, man.
Wow.
What do? You just drive by and hold up a card. 9.3, yeah. 9.2. Yeah,
it's like watching the Nutcracker. It's like, yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Good wow. thing they didn't have their tandems all the way back. Yeah. They might have stopped right away.
I got stealing gas one time when I was in a straight truck up there in Indiana.
Wow. Get the heck out.
It was crazy. It really was. I was making a delivery at a Walmart. And they got the fuel island off away from the driveway where you come in and out. But I just finished a delivery and I get on the highway, headed back towards, I don't know, towards the Richmond, Indiana area. And I see a cop behind me with his lights on. So I pull over on the next exit and, two more cops pull up behind him. And I'm like, what is this? You know, like, what's going on? And as he's walking up to my passenger side, just the four-wheeler, a vehicle pulls off on the exit and gets on the shoulder, probably 50 yards ahead of me, and pulls over and stops. And as I'm opening my door, he goes, "Do you know this person up here? Do you know who this is?" And I'm like, "No, I live 2 hours away from here. Like, I have no clue anybody is up here."
Right.
So, you know, he's like, "Where were you just at?" You know, and I was like, "Walmart, did you steal gas? Were you up there stealing gas?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about? No." So he made me get out of the truck, and there's all these state troopers behind me. They had me up in the back of the straight truck, and there's drums back there. So they want to know if I put the gas in there. And I'm just like, no, no, I'm trying to out make deliveries and, you know, hit these cut times and stuff. So I had to drive back with them to the Walmart while they figured it all out. Wow. And what had happened is the guy working the gas station, he didn't see who stole gas. He just looked up, saw a Pitt, Ohio truck driving past. And so, great detective work, genius.
How about
it? You know, so, yeah, wow. So
the first thing out of my mouth would have been, this is a diesel truck.
Yes. I remember thinking that too. Like, this takes diesel. Like, why would I take gas? You know, like,
I don't have deep enough pockets.
But they pulled the CCTV footage and they clearly showed that there was no Pitt, Ohio truck in the footage. And, you know, the guy apologized.
Wow.
You know, but it wasted all my time and I'm late to all these deliveries. And of course the state trooper afterwards goes, well, I got you here. Let's go ahead and do a level three
DOT. Yeah. Thanks. Wow. Might as well, you know, make your time worthwhile. Yeah, talk thank about you.
Getting screwed twice. Holy cow.
Unbelievable.
Oh my word.
How'd you write that up? How'd you call up for a code on that one?
I'm in the city at that point.
He's hourly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I initially got pulled over for stealing gas, but you know, they soon realized it wasn't me, so they decided to do a DOT inspection. Holy Christmas.
Yep. Oh my word. That's a going on.
That just shows you that is the answer to everything. Well, it was a truck. It was the truck hit me and it kept going. Or the truck did this.
Yeah, if at first you don't succeed,
just name
do a level three inspection.
Right, yeah.
You'll get something.
Wow.
that is crazy. Oh, my word. How close is Indiana to Cincinnati? Like, I'm curious.
Like I said, they call it the tri-state, and the 275 loop goes through all three states.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what, when so I said downtown enough. Bethlehem Easton, remember?
Yeah.
You know, back in the early parts of the show? You don't get it? You didn't get it?
It didn't register.
It didn't register. Yeah. Okay. You had your headphones on.
I did. I had my, yeah.
Right. Had to come through the microphone to get in.
Yeah. Oh, man. I tell you what, this is, you know, I haven't had this much fun on an interview. Like
In
3 weeks.
Because I've been having a blast. You guys are hilarious.
Because I got to sit and listen to look at Chipper and try and get him to get off his phone and talk to me.
Well, you know,
I have imagine something what
interesting
is,
for the listener.
What does your wife go through being married to you?
She wakes me up, says, get the hell out of the house. You got to go to work.
And you know,
she loves Saturdays because get the hell up. You got to go podcast.
I totally believe that. I do. I can ask Shipper every night, Justin. I ask him every night, how's your wife doing? I don't know. And I'm like, you didn't talk? You know, no. I'm like, I don't know.
I wake up. She made dinner. Now I eat. Okay. Got to get a shower. Go to work.
Life is good. I'm on my way.
She's out of there. Her Shepherd and her Glock. You don't need anything else.
She seems like a very nice person.
Till you piss her off. Well,
she cooks you dinner.
Right. That's what I mean. You know?
So anyway.
Believe me, my kid learned that rule. Don't piss off mama. Yep. Because my kid and her are just as hot-headed and hard-headed. That grudge can go on for months.
You have kids, right, Justin?
I do, yes. I got a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old. And my 10-year-old's the same way with my wife as your situation over there, Shepherd.
Yep.
Those two get going, and it's like, oh, Lord, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to work. It's Sunday. I'm going to work.
I'm happy to go. You know what? It the craziest thing is it gets really quiet when all the kids move out of the house. It's like, huh. You know, I have all this time, you know.
It hasn't yet.
The TV is mine. And excuse me.
Me and my wife actually had that discussion the other day because, you know, just kids getting older. My son's 16. He's got to go take his tests to drive, you know, his tests or whatever. It's just, yeah.
That's awesome. Crazy. Yeah, it is.
How fast time goes.
Oh, my word, it does. It flies by. You are so right. Freaking A, it just, you know, you can't catch up with it, you know, and the kids just get older and then they move out.
Yeah, I talked to people that I worked with that when I left, they were just, kids were just born. They're graduated. Yeah, they're out of high school already. Like, wow.
It is crazy. I mean, this life does not slow down for anybody. Nope. And it just gets faster. Yeah. And the older you get, the faster it goes.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
Well, you just don't remember all the days. That's why it's quicker. I mean, look at Joe. He thinks he's in near two terms already.
Here we go.
He's from Ohio. At least he's got a Republican governor, okay?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm in Kentucky. We're hoping to get rid of Bashir here.
Oh, that's right. You're one of those people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kentucky, below him.
Yeah, it is. I know. It's...
We got to get the map on the wall here.
Yeah, get the rainbow.
I told you, we need to get a map. That way you put the pins up of who we talk to geographically. How where.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I told you that.
We have to do
he
that.
He doesn't listen to me.
No.
Neither does his son.
No. Well, he doesn't listen to me either. So. Yeah,
Merkel Media doesn't listen to us.
we're the redheaded stepchildren is what we are.
We ain't exactly redhead either. Take your hat off. The only time your head's red is when it gets sunburned.
Amen to that, brother. Which is why I wear a hat all the time. Oh, my word.
What else you got there, Justin?
I was just going to say it. Good ship.
I don't know. I mean, I hit a guy on a motorcycle once, or I should say he hit me. That was pretty
That's crazy. The correct response.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
How bad was that?
It was pretty bad. So the this road I've been on a bunch of times up there in Indiana, Newcastle, Indiana, and I had just turned on the road Hadn't even gotten up to speed. It was 25 miles an hour. It's like a one lane side road where they got like a, they got a business, which I was going to back there, and they got a couple of, pole barns, which I think are shops on the other end, but there's this blind curve, where you can't see what's coming around the other side. And I just turned on the road, was getting up to speed, and this guy comes flying around the corner. And when I say flying, I mean like he was over on the other side, even if it's a one lane road, but still, I mean, I can't tell you how fast he was coming, but he was coming. And, I saw him hit his brakes, and I'm already trying to come to a stop. And when he hit it the second time, his back wheel went out, you know, from underneath, and he just started sliding. And so by the time he hit me, I'd already came to a stop, and, he bounced up on the hood, and I'm popping my air brakes and I'm jumping out. And, he's on the ground on his front, and his arms were under him like he was holding a microphone with both hands, you know, like his arms were under him like that.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was just rocking back and forth, moaning. Wow. And I'm like, oh Jesus, like head trauma, something, you know, the way he bounced off my hood. So I'm back in my truck, grabbing the phone, calling 911, getting out, you know, trying to talk to him,
right,
you know, without touching him. And the guy, there's a house down on the corner from where I first turned in. This guy's running down the road because he saw it happen. Thank God I had a witness. You know, he's running down to see if everything's okay. And the police got there pretty quick. But what had happened is his leg got pinned against my bumper. And when he bounced up on the hood, he broke his femur.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll leave a mark. So,
oh, my word. That's painful.
Yeah. So, I mean, what had happened is he admitted it there too on site that he was in a hurry to catch up to his wife. It was a Friday. They were going to be meeting for dinner. He just got off of work. And it's like, well, you know. So, but yeah. I called back like a couple weeks later just to find out how he was doing, and he was fine. He just, you know, had to go through recovery for broken femur.
Yeah, man, that is a hard bone to break. So, man, you have got to really, you know, oof.
Yeah.
God bless him, man. Yeah. That would suck.
It was pretty scary.
Oh my word, yeah. I mean, that's kind of stuff that just hangs with you. That's just, you know, kind of like what we were saying earlier. You know, that's the stuff that, you know, when it happens, it doesn't just affect the person who gets injured. It affects the, you know, the truck driver who's the person who is, you know, witnessing all this and is engaged and involved in this thing, not because of choice, but because, you know, somebody did something stupid, you know, it's just, you know, hey, the guy's, you know, heading to catch up with his wife to have dinner. It's like, it looks like you're having dinner at the hospital tonight, dude.
Gonna be sipping it through a straw.
Yeah. He's lucky he wasn't sipping through a straw.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Well, when it happened, I, you know, things, it slows down, but it happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about turning right to try to get out of his way, but there's a ditch there and I would have laid my truck over.
Right.
And then I thought about it after the fact that if I would have turned, there's a good chance he slides underneath my truck and I'd run over him.
Oh yeah.
At that point.
Wow. That's a good point.
So it's probably a good thing that I just kept it straight, standing up in my truck, trying to get the stop, you know,
by
the time he finally hit me.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah.
I remember that with my accident when I had one down the AC Expressway, well, Black Horse Pike, I was standing on the brakes. I literally was out of the seats, grabbed the steering wheel. I was stood on the brakes.
Yeah.
And when I hit, I watched the windshield come out, you know, and then come back. It was slow motion, you know, but when he said standing on the brakes, I know what you mean by standing on them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is.
He had that big old imprint of that grill there for sure.
What
hit you? Never mind. We know.
It's when you have to go to the hospital, have the bulldog removed.
Well, it was a straight truck. It wasn't a.
I can't even remember what that was. It was a Ford, I believe. Yeah.
Yep. It was the old Ford. Yeah.
Holy cow. But, wow. That is crazy.
Yeah. And those accidents, they kind of stick with you, even though they're not your fault. You know, it's like, and there you are with a saying about a motorcycle, you know, again, it's.
But, you know, it's every moment like that in your driving career that molds the way you drive as you get older. You know, you're looking at different things. You're looking for different. And you know, it changes. It kind of, you know, like I said, it molds the way you view it anymore. And you just kind of like, okay, you look for different things as you age in this business. It's a dangerous, deadly business.
Fine wine.
Not really.
you still have sour grapes.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, everything that happens. I mean, I remember when I had my accident and you know, the hood gets pushed back up over top of that and everything disappears.
Right.
All you're looking at is this red hood because that's all mm-hmm. you can see, you know? Mm-hmm. It's scary as heck, you know? And it changes the way you drive. It just does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing, you know, and it's a good thing that it does, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, if it doesn't, then you probably just don't have a soul.
That may be. Or you have a death wish.
Well, that, yeah,
that may be too.
Then we're back to Mad Max.
Right, there you go. Yeah.
And my theory, just put a snowplow on every one of these tractors. We'll take care of it, DOT.
Every night your truck becomes a Stephen King movie, you know? Yep. Maximum Overdrive.
Right. We need to hunt. We need the 100,000 pound trucks.
There you go.
We need the two axles up front to turn. Imagine that getting in there with that, trying to make deliveries, straight truck. Straight truck with 100,000 pound capacity.
Why? That's the only question I have is why?
Well, it's for those heavy loads.
Oh, my word. Well, Justin, this has really been fun. I really have enjoyed it. I have had a blast. I hope you did too. I really do.
I did. Great. I appreciate you guys having me on. It was an honor.
Oh great. Man, it was our
pleasure because
it really was.
Otherwise, you'd just hear us babbling about nothing. You know, it was another Seinfeld episode.
Which is usually what we do. Justin's like, yeah. He's too nice to say it, but no, I really do appreciate you coming on. It's always an honor to get a chance to talk to another driver. I just, you know.
Well, this could go one of two ways. Either he says to other people it was a nice experience, or when the relays come up, oh, crap, I got Merkel tonight.
Yeah, because you don't go past Harrisburg.
You're right, exactly. Exactly.
Well, what? We just
what?
Nothing.
Okay. But yes, I do appreciate you coming on. Share the show. Let the people out in Columbus and Cincinnati and Cleveland, and don't we have one in Kentucky? No, we don't have a terminal.
No, Indiana.
No.
Indiana, right. That's right.
Louisville, Michigan. Kind of.
Yeah, Louisville. Yeah, that's close enough. Comes out of Cincinnati, don't you? You service that out of Cincinnati.
Yeah,
we run down to Louisville. Yeah.
All right. Let them all know that we you know, we love to hear their stories. That's what this whole thing's all about, you know?
And you know what?
Until I can get this hooked up that this is an official Pitt, Ohio podcast, I'll work on that, Jack. And we'll go from there, you know? We'll have to come up with a catchy thing, you know, because old Dominion's got cargo shorts, huh? I got to think of something for the name of that one. I'll come up with something.
Anyway, Justin, thank you so much. I have not laughed this much. I really enjoyed just talking with you and having you on. And dude, if you ever want to come back on again, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, you got his number. You don't even have the email.
Exactly. You can just shoot me a text. Right.
You got the hotline number.
And anybody, any other guys there in Cincy, if they want to, you know, would like to even just chit chat with us and you know, maybe think about coming on, you can just give them my number. It's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah,
that.
Definitely.
You know, so
yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Good deal. I appreciate you taking the time out of getting home, that, you know, line hall got you home, that you can get your proper rest to do this interview.
Exactly.
So we have to make a big shout out to the Wizard of Oz out there in Pittsburgh. I keep busting on them, and I'm going to get one of them on. I swear to you, I'm going to get one of them on.
It would be nice. I'd love to have one of those guys on.
But. They know about it because they've referenced it to me.
See?
I said the one driver told me. Uh-huh. He told me about it. And then I remember one time I called for wait time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who I was talking to. It was a couple of years ago. He's like, oh, the Hammerlay Legend podcast. I was like, what?
Well, good news gets around, right. And even bad news gets around. So, you know.
Absolutely.
But no, this was a blast. It really was a blast. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. We hope, you know, we enjoyed our time, and we hope you enjoyed yours.
It was worth me coming out here.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Once.
First time in a year and a half.
Right.
Thanks, Shep. Anyway,
I had to drive through all the construction.
We hope the audience enjoyed the show too. Right. And if they enjoyed the show, Shipper, what can they do?
They can share the show, share it with anybody and everybody, and email Jack. Or if you're blessed to have Merkel's direct hotline number, call him.
Or if you got Shipper's hotline number, you text him too. Anyway, with all that being said, keep the hammer down.
In the hammer lane. Have a good night.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You never guess the places that I've been. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. I'm never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go, and I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams.
Custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.